Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Taboo Fetish Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Marty Moo. We are coming to you live from the dungeon. Dun dun dun. Anyway, welcome to Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're just waiting for JW Ties to call in, the other host, and we will be with you very shortly. Thank you. Let me see here. Let's go ahead and launch up the chat.
You're not muted. Can you hear me, Marty?
Yes, sir.
Yay, I made it.
And all right, good deal.
Oh, you look just fine. Leave it to a woman. We're on the radio and she's worried about how she looks, right?
On the radio and she's worried about how she looks? Really?
Of course.
Well, yeah, that's how it normally works, right?
Pretty much.
All right, so anyway, guys, we are back on Tuesday night for episode number 2. Oh, my God, we got all the time. Oh, shit. What a great night. Oh.
Is it really?
So, huh?
Okay, so Tuesday is special, I guess.
This Tuesday is special.
Well, this Tuesday special, they don't need to know that.
Wait a second. Is this special? Holy crap, it is.
Okay, let's see here. All right, opening the chat window, and we are finally getting rolling.
All right. It's better than waiting friggin' 6 minutes, and then bada bing, bada boom, there we are. Okay, in the chat, we have Miss Whitney Morgan, and we have a guest already.
And she's already here to bust on our balls. Go figure.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
What's up tonight?
Wow, we are on point, guys. Oh, hi, Miss Whitney Morgan. How are you?
And I think I know why she's here.
Is she here to critique us? Because if so, I'm not wearing any underwear, so...
But that's beside the point.
Well, yeah, because it's like No Pants Tuesday. You're not supposed to wear pants on No Pants Tuesday.
Cool. Anyway, I think she's calling because of what happened last week with the start of the Top Pickler competition, but we're not going to talk about that yet.
We're not?
No, we're going to cover that nice little piece of information that one of the people in Tickle Chat disclosed that it would be nice to hear from me every week as to things that happened. And luckily this week, all three of us were here for the live show we did with Miss Scarlett Rose, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I'm guaranteeing that most of our listeners didn't get to see anything.
What? They didn't?
Probably not. Because there weren't that many people in the chat room. We were, you know, broadcasting live in the middle of the day again.
Ah, I see.
Do you really?
I hate it when that shit happens, man. You know, it's like we broadcast a live show. It's free. You know, it's right there. And, you know, only X amount of people are actually, you know, able to show up. You know, I mean, a lot of people have jobs and... they have lives and stuff, and, you know.
Yeah, it almost makes me want to start broadcasting in the evenings again, but then I go to bed worn out, and that's no fun.
Yeah, because no one wants to go to bed worn out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just posted a video on YouTube of the interview you did with Miss Scarlett Rose.
Really? A YouTube? Hey, what's the link for that? Maybe we can post it right here in the chat.
You want me to tell you that? Good luck. If you go to jwtiesproductions.info, it's the most recent blog entry, and there should be a link to the... Actually, you should be able to view the YouTube video right there. I didn't get much time to do my normal write-up, so hopefully everybody that's listening is also a reader. The basic details that you guys need to know is that the Scarlet Rose was pretty friggin' ticklish.
You know what? I think that that would be an understatement. She was like 100% pure friggin' sensitivity, guys. 100%. You guys really need to check that shit out. Like, oh my god.
And she was the first model that Little Miss Bridget picked for us to shoot. How do you think she did?
What's that, JW?
I said that was the first model that Bridget ever chose for us to do a shoot. How'd she do on her choices? Hello?
I'm sorry. I was just in the Tickle chat room, and all the audio and stuff was going on and all that shit, so... I had to cut out of there, so...
Using the baby oil down, and we'll go with
it. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't use baby oil, all right? I use KY. There's a big difference.
Okay, put the KY down and listen.
Okay. Get the car key out of your ears. All right, I got it.
Now, that was the first ever model that Bridget picked. How did she do?
You know what? Okay, Miss Scarlet did friggin' awesome, and Bridget did friggin' awesome.
Yay!
And it was an awesome freaking clip, goddammit. There, I like how to click out of the chat for that. I mean, come on. Of course. Friggin', okay, here's the deal. When it comes to Scarlet, on a scale of 1 to 10, in my opinion, it came out to be about a 6.5 to a 7. Which is in the upper scale, which is really, really, really fucking good. When it came to Bridget, she did about an 8, 8.5, which is even, oh my god, friggin' better. So, yeah, definitely awesome.
Okay. The chat won't be rebroadcasted, the podcast will. Oh, okay, so we just have to spam the hell out of the link verbally.
Yay!
Now, Maydays, would that be Miss Alexis Graves?
Or it very well could be.
About my live shows. He nearly creams his jeans every time. And this one was special because we actually broadcast Tickle Sex live.
Marty doesn't get that worked up about it, though. Okay, maybe a little bit. Thank you, Miss Whitney Morgan. I really appreciate it. Thank you for letting all of our listeners find out just how worked up I get about it.
And I'm still curious as to whether or not Maydays is Alexis. Because I think that was the screen name she used last week.
Well, then it's probably the same one that she's using this week. So that's probably Miss Alexis Grace right there. Yep.
Anyway, to catch everybody up who... missed out on the fun that started last week. Who said it? Oh, yeah, he said it. Anyway, one of my Twitter followers, and I guess he follows several people, quite a few models, etc., tweeted a question that I didn't get to see. That question was, who do I think the best tickler is? And since I've worked with so many of y'all, and been tortured by quite a few, including Bridget, I thought that it would be best if we put it to more of a test, so to speak. So after a couple of tweets back and forth and some suggestions from a few friends, we came up with a nice little competition that's going to come to the end at FetishCon 2013. Basically, and you can find all the details on ticklingforum.com in the show thread of 2013 Top Tickler Competition. Anyway, I'm putting up a $300 prize to the winner, and we have opened up the floor for nominations of the leads that they want, or the lures that they want to see this year. Once we're done with the nominations, it's going to go to a vote, and we're going to choose 8 models. Those 8 models will compete over a 4-day period with a lead that none of them have worked with ever before, and whoever breaks their lead in under 5 minutes, or I should say in the least amount of time, will win the competition and the title of Top Tickler 2013. We've asked a couple of other production companies to come on board and help with it, and FDKL has graciously volunteered to host the video that will come out after the contest is done. All the proceeds from that video are going to go to the charity of the model's choosing. And our current list of nominations are Bella Love, Ashley Edmonds, J.C. Simpson, Kendra James, Catherine Fox, Scarlett Lush, Gray Hazel, Charlie Chase, the one with the two E's, not the I, Whitney Morgan, Katrina Cassidy, Taylor Raz, and Alexis Grace. Now that we've covered all that, I think that this is going to end up being a very interesting competition. It's going to bring out the best in a lot of the girls and put it on a level playing field.
Wait.
Nominated, it is not guaranteed that Whitney is competing.
Wait. So basically, this is like the challenge of a friggin' lifetime right here, right? Is this like the first time that we've ever had a line of models like this friggin' compete for a $300 cash prize in this kind of way?
And so far, it's a $300 cash prize. There may be a few other producers weighing in, because we're going to actually give opportunities to advertise on the judging site so that everybody has a chance at maximum exposure.
Wow. So the cash prize might actually be larger than $300.
It could very well be. And I forgot what the end was. Damn it.
Remember the end. Gosh darn it.
I don't know. There's more. It'll pop back into my head eventually. You know how that shit goes.
Oh, yeah. And they tend to pop back in every now and then. Holy fucking dog shit. This is going to be the greatest fucking competition ever. And this shit is supposed to be at FetCon, right? It's when this is actually oh, wow.
Okay. Once the nominations are done, Whitney, then we go to a vote, and this is limited to only Florida girls for now. If everything goes the way I think it will, we're going to request that a northern company host a competition up their way and a California company hold a competition out their way, and then the 3 or 4, if we can get Seattle or Washington to weigh in, we'll all meet for one final showdown with the same basic rules. But anyway, once you're nominated, it goes to a vote. The vote will last for probably about 2 weeks, and then we tally the votes to get to the top 8. Whitney, are you flirting?
Hi, Whitney.
Folks, we're looking at who's in the chat room right now for the Blog Talk Radio. We got some folks from the TC right there. We got Aboundtime from Aboundtime.com and Megan Miller, a.k.a. Swim Girl from the TC.
Whitney, I will let you know the day the voting goes live so they can all get into the TMF and vote for you. Abound, basically it'll be open to all fans on TickleChat.com, TMF, and Tickle Theater. And I'm also going to post a poll on one of my sites. And we kind of got to go with the honor system on votes. But actually, I think we can do it all on TMF and just send everybody a link. That way we don't get duplicate voting and people don't cheat. Not that I think people in the community would, but, you know.
Nah, because we don't cheat around here, do we, guys? No way. We don't do shit like that.
Actually, yeah, we might be able to do the vote with Pickle Chat. Because I'm sure Marty could set up a way to where we can screen it. Yeah, Marty.
Okay. With the size of the community and stuff, we are definitely going to be setting up a vote over there also, probably within the next day or two. So, we are taking this shit seriously 100%, so.
I will post the poll on the Tickle Chat, and that's where everybody will vote.
Sounds like a plan to me, man. We're going to do that shit up. Ah, this is the first time I like this has ever been.
Here's a quick disclaimer. Because I had somebody mention this to me on set, that they were under the impression that I either owned or financially supported the Tickle Chat. Tickle Chat and I have a relationship of nothing more than friends. I don't own them. I don't sponsor them. There is no money that exchanges hands. So they are completely impartial.
We are 100% free for producers and or members alike. Which, yes, our site is the first one that is actually like that. If you want to advertise with us, you just have to send us an email. The info is on the site, so that's just
okay,
the way it is.
Me, Marty, didn't you do something special this week with Tickle Chat, too?
Do something special? What do you mean?
Yeah, it is now the only that you can do what with?
You can do what with?
Cell phones.
Oh, yeah, the mobile app. Oh, JW, you just reminded me. Oh, yeah, if you have an upgraded Android and or iPhone or iPad, you can actually chat in our chats. Yeah, our chats aren't run by Java or anything like that. It's run by Flash, and we do have a mobile app. In fact, if you go on our website and you sign up and stuff, if you click the drop-down and or over on the sidebar, you find the link for the mobile. You just click on that, and whether you have an Android and or iPhone or iPad, then you just have to actually, well, you have to grab your thumb, you have to take it and tap on whichever one you got on your phone, and you'll be able to download the app. So you'll actually be able to sit there and chat.
Hey, Bridget, right? Where'd you go?
On your phone and or iPad. Which, yes, our chat system is the first one in which you can actually do that, you know, when it comes to the tickling fetish. So
I thought it was pretty cool that you were able to walk me around your house. And
you know what? That shit was kind of hot.
Live shows?
Yeah. Audio, video.
You know what else would be a cool idea, Marty?
Hey, what?
Is if you threw out that their phone number and asked for some people to call in.
You know what? I like that idea. Hold on 1 second. Huh. What is that phone number? Hold your buddy. Okay, the phone number is as follows. 213-943-3601. So if you take your thumb and you punch down them phone numbers.
Anyway. FTKL should be calling in between 8 and 8:30 to go over the competition. And I also want to give him some kudos for setting some people straight in TMF. They were trying to turn it into a battle royal right off the bat.
It doesn't surprise me, man. A lot of
people
want that freaking title.
Thing or something. I'm sorry, but I thought that arrow was dead.
Yeah, well, when it comes to this kind of shit, what can you do? Folks think these folks are better, and then you keep going back and forth. Next thing you know, there's an all-out brawl. So, crazy.
Well, I'm crossing my fingers that Miss Morgan does wind up getting in because I've seen what she's capable of. But I have so many favorites that are already in the list. It's like, which way do I go?
By the way, guys, you guys can go to her website at MissWhitneyMorgan.com. Aloe Thunder.
Final word? Which final word?
Final word? Yeah, final word?
I'm reading the Flash chat. We love you too, Whitney, even if you are a mean bitch.
Hey, she's not a mean bitch. What the hell are you talking about?
You've never been tickled by her.
Hey, Whitney, you're not that mean. I don't care what they talk about you. They can say 50 million bad things about you.
No, thank you. No pudding. No pudding for me.
No, no, so for you. Get out of my kitchen.
Oh,
you. Oh, she done. Oh, Miss Bridget, where you at?
Get a single model set of fucking nails and she can't even open her goddamn pudding.
God damn it. You just have to use a nail. But that's another fetish.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what I mean?
Fetish?
Even he can't help you now.
Did somebody say something about fetish?
I don't know. Fetish. Oh, yeah, that's why we're here. Oh, I just remembered. Opposable thumbs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And fetish another thing, I did want to give Whitney some kudos. She had an awesome scene on TabooDiaries.com this month. And she played a mom that was very, very perverted and took advantage of her stepson. Anyway, it's doing really, really well.
Hey, JW, that just reminded me, man. Didn't you make the top 5 on Closer Sale this month?
This week, yeah.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. We're making Andy wanting to wrestle. That's cool. But anyway, I'm like top 5 on Clips for Sale with TabooDiaries.com. How many perverts? No, I did not see that. How many perverse comments did you get on your Tumblr from that photo, Whitney? I got to know. Because I didn't get very many. They're all commenting you.
Wait a second. Annie feels like she wants to wrestle? What the hell? Okay, Annie, just wait until the rhino comes home. He'll freaking take care of your ass real quick.
Well, Whitney, just tell them they should go buy the fucking clip because it's even better than the picture.
Well, no shit, because the clip has animated pictures. You know, we live in the friggin' 21st century.
And it has a pretty good cum shot, too.
God damn.
So listening to us makes you want to wrestle, huh? I'm confused on that one.
We're talking about the tickling fetish. Makes a lot of people with that fetish want to wrestle. Well, yeah, we'll talk about it all day long. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Ha ha! I'm going to get your underarms.
Oh, no, don't do that to me. What the hell?
Oh, shut up, bitch. You're going to take it.
Wrestle, which will most likely lead to tickling. Okay. We don't have
most
to get back to tickling. We can talk about any fetish.
I love my truck. What was that word from last week? Name of the auto fetish, something or other. Someone that loves their truck so much.
That's a different word.
No, you guys looked it up, remember? On, like, Google or something, or one of them things?
Where are you track of now?
I don't know. It was some fetish from last week.
Some fetish from last week. Dude, we covered so many fetishes last week. Oh, my God.
Now, there's something else, too. Remember how last week we had the special word for a custom video?
Fuck. What was that word?
I'm not worried about what the word was. We had no winners because, autoerotic asphyxiation. That could be it. But anyway, nobody got it, unfortunately. So,
hey, GW, didn't you get one email where they sent you, like, friggin' like 50 different numbers, like, all in a row? I was like, hey, it's one of these. Oh,
and
okay.
They still didn't get it.
Are you serious?
Wow.
They missed it by 5 in one direction. Anyway, we're going to start to count over at 0, and Miss Bridget is going to keep track again.
Okay.
Hey, JW, what's the word this week, man? I gotta know, because I still don't know.
I figured we'd go with the same word.
Really?
No.
You want to go with something different?
Yeah.
I think we should go with something different, man. I mean, shit. We're doing this each week, so we might as well have a different word this week.
Okay, let's go with fucked up.
Fucked up.
What?
Fucked up.
Stuffed duck.
F-U. I can't even spell right now. Ignore me.
Fucked duck?
P-U-P-D-U-C. Fucked duck.
I'll
type it in the chat so he can know what I was saying.
Yes, please type it.
You ready for this?
Oh, yeah, we're so ready. Spuck duck.
Spuck duck.
Can
you
spuck duck.
Ah.
Well, ducks are rapists, so yeah, I like that word. We should go with that word.
Okay, cool.
Ah, fuck duck.
Hey, abound, you can't be counting in the room.
No counting. That is fuck duck.
Fuck duck.
Yeah, it's what drunk people say when they're trying to say fucked up. Ugh.
This is like totally fucked up.
Drinking word for the week, if you happen to be sipping a beer and or wine and or hard shit right now, every time I say bombastic, you have to take a sip. Understand? Yeah. That's where
so
it goes.
So we have a new rule to the weekly contest.
Well, the words from last week, man. You know, we got to freaking do that shit.
That works.
Hey,
at least
if,
it's not fucked up.
If Miss Whitney and Sydney can do that kind of shit, we can do that shit too. So, and no, the word is not fuck duck. It is bombastic for the drinking word. Just to reiterate on that situation.
And remember, you got to be able to differentiate between fuck duck and fucked up.
Differentiate. Yeah. Another big word. Oh, shit.
Because I'm good with fucked up and fucked up.
Oh, shit, we're screwed this week, folks. We're never going to win that crap. Oh, damn it. Red Solo Cup.
Hey, I want to do a video about a Red Solo Cup. I'm doing a good one.
I hope Bridget this week is keeping track, because I sure as fuck ain't. Yeah, I know.
I think we've both been keeping track.
Really? How many times have we said it so far?
So far, we're at 16.
Cool. Shit. 16 already? God damn.
Yep.
Is he classified as a fetish also? Fucked up? Yeah. And he's interspecies erotica. That's real hot.
Really?
So, do we have any callers on the line, JW?
I don't see any.
Holy crap. Come on, guys. Call us in. Our number is 213. I'll give you a second to get your phone. Come on. Go and grab it. Okay, I'll give you another, 2 seconds. 1, 2. The number is 213-943-3601. Yeah, excuse me. You guys can call in. We will accept your calls. We do not charge. It is 100% free.
And worst case scenario, we can just sit here and get fucked up.
You mean fuck duck?
No, I mean fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Fuck duck.
No, not fuck duck.
Oh, you mean fuck duck.
That's not what I meant.
Well, what did you mean?
Uh-oh, we have a caller.
Knocked? We do? Oh, shit, we're screwed.
Oh, shit, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we are in deep shit right now.
Well, answer it already.
Hello, caller. How are you doing this
month? Hey, what is up? Of course I'm going to be calling in. I usually call in at least once a week, right?
Mr. Aboundtime.com.
So far.
Yeah, it's Kevin from Aboundtime.com.
No.
So, because I support charities, I actually will be having a set of medieval tickle stocks that I would like to contribute to the contest. And they're the ones that like you put your, they're the ones that you put your feet, like your ankles together, and afterwards you hoist your armpits, you hoist your wrist on top. The one that they have in the medieval times. So if you guys would like to use that, it's definitely available to you guys.
Email me a picture to jwsize@gmail.com.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'll take a look at it. Because I've got a portable set.
I don't know that I want to be, I was going to go with stocks for the competition because I'm thinking about getting the clips for sale booth to allow us to shoot it there. So they get a little bit of cross promotion too.
Hey, JW, I saw the photo of this, and not only are they stocks, but it's also a seat for the Lee to sit in, and behind them, it looks like a 6x6 beam that actually shoots straight up about an extra 3.5 feet. So there's a place to bind them above their head and also on their feet for their, you know, the whole stock thing. So you are going to really enjoy that photo, man, because I saw a photo of this, and oh my fucking God, I would not want to be friggin' tied down in that shit.
Like the stock tickle intensive uses.
Oh, I do not. Like, reminds me of the friggin' medieval kind of, you know.
Because tickle abuse has the ones where you're like, your arms are like spread outward, but the thing is, this one, your arms are actually spread upward. So pretty much your entire pits are just there.
Yeah,
like,
they're
hey,
just
how's
like
it going?
Spread right
out.
Come and get it. Oh yeah, Big Daddy, come and get it right there.
I'm going to have to get a look at that.
I'm telling you, man. These things are no joke. And they're old school too, which makes them even better.
But anyways, guys, I have to go hit the gym, so have a good show, and I will see you guys later.
Remember, man, it's No Pants Tuesday.
Yep, that's going to happen in about 5 minutes.
Ah, fucking right, man. Ah, damn. All
right, man, see you guys.
All right, see you, dude.
A New York producer.
New York producer?
But I will, like, leave it. Bye.
New York producer.
Oh. I know it wasn't one, but I can think of other things. Anyway, where are we?
That is just bombastic.
Are you ready for another drink? Jesus Christ. That's up.
Why? Just because I've been drinking since like 4 or 5 hours ago? That's not messed up. Come on.
Have you really?
Eh, possibly. God damn it, Whitney. I didn't say bombastic. Oh, God damn it.
Hey, go easy on that shit. I'm not going to carry you the next hour and a half.
I mean, a la damn it. You're not going to have to, man. Come on. I'm from the Northeast. I'm a pro. Rawr. I'm up in the New York territory, which, by the way, our territory is going to take the friggin' title. We are, too.
You think?
Not bombastic. Come on, Annie. It's bombastic. Oh, God damn it. There it is again. I'm not about... CB, you know what? I have two words for you. And I'm going to do it right here on the radio. All right? I'm going to do it right here. All right? Opposable thumbs. All up in your hips. I knew that shit would get a fucking reaction.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what she said. Okay, so we are talking about fetish here. Fetish.
That's a dirty word sometimes.
Oh, I love that word so much. Oh, yeah, guys, just to let you know, you guys can call in, you know. The phone number is 213-943-3601. You guys can call in. We can talk about either the tickling fetish, the I love my truck fetish, the bombastic fetish. Yes, Whitney, that does mean drink.
And don't forget the fuck duck fetish.
The what?
Was yeah, that.
The what?
The fucked up fetish.
Fucked up.
Yeah, the fucked up. Yep, fetish.
And one of Whitney's favorites, wet and messy.
With the what? That is totally freaking fucked up.
What is? Sneezing fetish?
Well, hey, the sneezing fetish is real, all right? Achoo. There you go, folks, that have the sneezing fetish. Enjoy.
Oh, wet and messy is awesome, like rolling around in pies and playing in the mud.
Playing in the mud, really? Oh, I'm sorry, Abound. Achoo. There, that's not so far up the nose. Ah. Yeah, really, don't hate, JW. What the hell, man? You're not supposed to hate. Where's Bridget? Hey, Bridget, what's up?
She's over here eating fucking pudding.
Eating fucking pudding? You sure she's not eating fucking duck? No, wait, what the hell's the word again? Fuck duck? Oh, fuck duck's the word.
This is going to be fucked up.
This is going to be funny as hell. Because Mom tells me my count and your count and her count is going to be totally off.
Yeah, probably.
That's so fucked up. It's all good.
You missed one.
I'll be deported.
You're being deported? Why?
Because her green card expired. While she's
eating. Oh, gosh, darn it. It's like Fez from That 70s Show. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not a funny show, right? Roseanne is. Yeah,
no.
Whatever.
That 70s Show is funny.
That 70s Show is hilarious.
Hey,
I love that show.
All day long.
Wait till you see what I'm filming based around it.
Wait a second. You're filming a clip based off of That 70s Show?
Don't give anybody ideas.
No, I'm doing a series.
Oh, I hope you have Fez in it, because Fez is like one of the funniest freaking characters out of all of them.
I can't give you too much yet.
Oh, wow.
Wham, wham.
My favorite Asian return.
I love her.
There you have it, folks. It appears that Bridget loves Fez. Fez, if you're out there listening, Bridget loves you. She wants to have your babies.
No.
Hey, Fez is awesome, all right? The actor does a great job. He really does. Wait a second, we're sitting here talking about Fez when we're supposed to be talking about fetish.
Maybe you have a Fez fetish.
Hey,
if
Fez,
no, that would be fucked up.
That is totally fucked up.
Oh,
shit. Silence.
That's about show-stopping word, right?
I know, right? It's like fucked up. Oh my god, he just said it again.
Right? Because we were just talking about your Fez fetish.
All the time. All day long. Okay. That is totally freaking bombastic. I'm calling you, Jada.
That's off.
So what else is going on in the community? Let me see here.
Well, due to a botched live show the other day, which was totally unintentional, we should be broadcasting another live show this Thursday at around 4 p.m.
Unintentionally. Yeah. Bullshit. Anyway.
Keep it civil.
I know. All right. Sorry. That's totally fucked up. And totally bombastic, though.
Ooh.
Are you drinking again?
No.
Are you trying to get fucked up?
You mean fucked up? No, we don't do that around here. Right, Miss Whitney? We don't do that. No, we don't get fucked up. Oh, hell no. All right, guys, so let's talk about some fetish, huh? Let's do it. All right.
Anybody, please call in at 213.
Hey, did you know there's a drowning fetish too?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Ooh.
Like for waterboarding and shit.
What?
Underwater fetish is cool. I still want to do some underwater shit where there's like underwater taboo.
That'd be kind of weird.
It'd be hard to film too.
Sex in water sucks though. I tried that once.
Not if you use Astroglide. Yes, that was a plug for Astroglide.
And not if you use an oxygen tank, because then you don't have to come up every like 5 minutes.
It doesn't deal with it. It just sucks.
I don't know. I just have this fucked up urge to throw a little plug in for our sponsors. This show is brought to you in part by my benefactors, clipsforsale.com, where you can find any fetish you want. Again, that's clipsforsale.com.
And my benefactors.
But the
absolutely nobody.
Sorry, shameless plug. Speaking of plugs.
Hey, someone tells me butt plugs is a fetish also, right?
Did you say butt plugs?
Yes, butt plugs. Not fucked up. Not fucked up. All right? Butt plugs. Almost fucked up, but not quite.
Ew.
What?
Yeah. They make all kinds of butt plugs.
I think Stevie's going to wind up calling us in, and she's going to be basically talking about anal hooks.
Really? Or
yeah.
Is she going to place an order for him?
I don't know. She might try to do a little bit of both. I'm not really quite sure about that.
I'm sure I could direct her to the proper website.
Well, I guess Miss Whitney likes to use them on other people, so she doesn't like them herself. So, which I don't blame her. So, well, yeah, they're hot, and it's not spelled like that. It's spelled like that. Hot. You know, kind of like hawk, only hot. Yeah, call in. Come on. So, anyway, JW, what did you film this week?
What did I film this week? Scarlett.
When I asked you.
I know. I'm thinking.
Ah. Bridget, what did JW film this week?
Garlic.
Garlic?
Yeah, what? He filmed garlic.
That's fucked up.
What the hell? That's fucked up. Why the hell did you film garlic? What's up with that?
No, Scarlet.
Oh, Scarlet. Yeah.
Yeah, you were here for part of that.
Oh, cute.
Oh, yeah, the live show. That's right.
Yep, and then we did a very interesting plot for TabooDiaries.com where she talks about making money as a stripper and actually strips and a few other odds and ends until her stepdad reads her letters and they have a very interesting relationship from there on out.
I got to play dress up with her.
Oh, yeah, we did an awesome photo shoot. I put a couple pictures up of Scarlett, and I have a couple I need to edit with her and Bridget. What?
I want them.
As soon as I get them edited. Jeez. Really? I don't take pal swap.
I think someone's asking for it. I really do. Yeah, just a bit.
She covered herself with her laptop.
Oh, no, she's not asking for it at all.
Come on, not today. Like, tomorrow.
I think good. I really have.
Tonight. Come on.
Yeah, come on, JW. I don't want to be tickled tonight. What the hell? Jesus. Hey, you can come on down to my house if you want. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be waiting for you with a bottle of wine. Oh, hell yeah, upside down monkey.
Mario,
I'm not trying to change the subject. Who did what to who?
So, anyway, where are we?
Fucked up.
talking about the Tickling Bridget.
No! Tickling Bridget. Gee, guys, this is a almost a tickling fetish radio show. I don't know. Should we? Like, are we, like, allowed to do that? I mean, on the air? You know, and all that, or...
Allowed to do what?
Oh, nothing.
Uh-oh. Put your shoes down, Marty. No fapping.
What? No, there's no fapping? What the hell are you talking about? Don't start pulling a friggin' Howard Stern, all right? Don't start doing that shit. Yes, I have the fetish. Whoop-dee-fucking-do. There are a lot of people with lots of fetishes. Spanking and friggin' all sorts of shit. I like doggy style more than I like missionary. Yes, that's a fetish. Enjoy.
Hey, we have a caller.
We do? Holy fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm answering it. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hey, Marty.
Oh, it's Megs from TC.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Megs? No, really?
Yeah, totally. Hey, Megs, how long have you had the tickling fetish?
A long time now. I can't remember when it started, but a long time.
Like a really long time?
Yeah.
Like as far back as you can remember? Or?
When I was a kid mostly, but then it was more pronounced when I was older.
Oh, I see. So once you started to actually come into your own, then that's when it really became prominent, right?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Happens to us all, you. At least ones with the fetish, so. Well, we just wanted to thank you for calling in. Do you have any questions for us, or?
JW, what's your favorite part of producing, if you had one?
Say that again, Meg.
What's your favorite part of producing?
My favorite part of producing? It'd probably be the nap after the shoot's over with. No, I'd have to come up with plots and ideas for scenes. That's my favorite part. I don't know. What happened? What'd you do?
I bet that's fun, huh?
Sorry, say that again?
I said that's fun, huh?
Yeah, that's probably my favorite part. I mean, that and the challenge of making sure you have everything you need for a shoot. Including an awake camera for everything. Why are you beating your head against the desk?
I just need to hurry up.
Because she wants to blow up whale, man.
Nah, she already blew up the whale. Oh, you finally get to witness what happens with a whale.
So, Mags, when was your first experience as being a lee?
Boobies. Put them away.
Well, and I have a picture of my cousins doing it to me when I was little, but besides that, it happened when I was older.
You're a bad
guy. What happened when you were older?
I was with somebody and I told him I got it, and then it just happened, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is so freaking awesome.
So after you told him, you were happier than before, right?
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a lot of folks out there right now, you know, that are kind of closed off towards the entire world when it comes to this kind of a fetish and stuff like that. And I just want to let them know, you know, it's okay to actually come out and let others know about it. You just have to do it in the right time and with the right person. you know. So, but at, afterwards, Mags, you were happy as hell, right? Because you actually told somebody.
Yeah.
And then once it actually happened, it was like the best thing that ever happened, right?
Yeah.
There you go. I'm telling you. Anyone that has a fetish, it always helps to actually talk to people about it. Others that have the same fetish as you. And, yeah. I'm telling you.
I can't talk to anybody about those.
Why not?
Why? Come on. Talk. Talk,
I
darn it.
No.
Wait, does Bridget have fetishes?
That is a private talk we will have later.
Okay.
The thing I want to definitely... I'm just going to leave it with you. I am here. Sorry about that.
Well, Mags, did you want to elaborate on what actually happened, or...
Hey, Marty?
Yeah, what's up?
We have another caller on the line.
Ah, cool. Well, Mags, thanks for joining us, and I guess we'll talk to you another time.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
By the way, you guys rock. I heart you guys a ton, and you guys are awesome, so...
Thank you so much, Mags.
Thanks, Mags.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Hello, caller. You are on the line.
Hello. Can I order 3 cheese pizzas, please?
No, you cannot order 3 cheese pizzas unless that is your fetish, Miss Annie.
Are we in trouble again?
Yeah, I think we did something. She's calling in, you know, her. The one. Oh, no.
Who's in trouble? What'd you do?
I didn't do nothing. It was totally JW and Bridget's fault. Actually, Bridget did it. Yeah, totally.
Bridget ran away.
Yeah, she did.
No, she just ran away.
What?
She has to go do her hair. She's got some date or something tonight. I don't know.
Is she, like, allowed to do that? What?
Of course she's allowed to date. She's over 18.
Yeah, but is she, like, allowed to run away and shit? What's up with that?
Well, yeah, she's not on the clock. She does this on her own control.
Oh, I see.
I just had one problem.
Yeah, I have one problem, too.
What's that?
I don't know. I want to hear yours first.
Well, I can't keep track of the fuck duck without her phone.
Then what the hell are we going to do?
I figured out how to make her phone work. We're okay.
That's bombastic.
And kind of fucked up.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. So, anyway. Hello, Miss Annie. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing good. How are you this evening?
Doing great. Awesome.
And it's not evening out where she is yet. It's still late afternoon, right?
It's not even 5 here.
Damn. Are you worried about what's going to happen when the rhino comes home?
No, not really.
Well, yeah, so anyway. Oh. So, Annie, how was your week?
It just started. It's only Tuesday.
What? That's it?
It's only Tuesday.
Isn't Nest coming around the bend here in a bit?
Yes, it is. It's in May, the first weekend of May. I will be there. The rhinoceros will be there.
Awesome.
Wait,
what's the actual dates? Do you have the dates? Or?
Hold up. Let's see. It will be the weekend of May 3rd. Through like the 6th, but I'm probably going to get there on Thursday, the 2nd.
Awesome. Hey guys, for you guys that don't know, Nest is pretty much the gathering for the TMF. It's kind of like FetishCon.
TMF has like lots of different gatherings, but this is like the biggest one of its kind. Anywhere from like 70 to over 100 people go. and it's like a weekend-long event held in Philly every year, the first weekend of May. It's real fun.
Who is that hosted by?
It's been a lot of different people over the years. I'm not sure. It's going to be a group of people this year versus just one trying to do all the work. So hopefully things will go a lot smoother, but it's always been a really good time.
Awesome.
I know Jeff is going to be involved, and Leah Lore, of course.
By the way, guys, Leah Lore, she pretty much heads it up each year to a certain extent. So, that's next.
Interesting. I still have to go to one of those.
You know what, man? To be perfectly honest, I'm more enthused about the whole... the competition going on in August at BetCon. Hey, Annie, are you guys planning on being down there at BetCon this year? Or?
Probably not. Like, I would go, but I mean, I don't know if the boyfriend would go.
Well, I do believe it'll be
probably going to be a bunch of people that like he doesn't know, so.
Then again, there might be
Ness
a lot of people
like,
that he might know.
Ness is kind of like more intimate and more community-oriented, like more specific to our little group, our little niche group.
Yeah, FetishCon is a bunch of everything.
But I would like to go someday. It sounds fun.
Well, when it comes down to it, you know... I mean, Nest is awesome, FetCon is awesome, you know. FetCon is more like a trade show, right? Trade show slash a little bit of everything wrapped up into one big thing, so.
Let her know that it's about time to order dinner.
Order dinner?
Hell yeah.
I still can't eat.
It's pizza time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not hell.
It's so duck fuck.
Duck fuck.
Huh?
Not sure, man.
Well, no, what is it?
Fuck duck.
Oh my god. This guy's on here trying to order pizza. Okie dokie. Anyway.
Well, Miss Annie Hall, we do appreciate you calling in. And I'm sorry I don't have any more questions for you tonight. But
that's okay. You only have another hour of this to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you now, no more drinking on the show.
Wow.
It's all your fault, Marnie. It's all your fault for drinking.
Yeah, I will take 100% blame for that. Yeah, I totally will.
6 hours early.
Right.
You got JW yelling about dinner in the background.
Yeah, I know.
You can only do so much, okay, Marty? Come on.
I know. It's all good. It's all good
okay,
in the trailer,
good luck.
You know.
Have a good show. I'll be listening.
Thank you so much, Annie, for calling in. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Annie.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Well, that was cool.
Yeah, that was Annie Hall from TC. So.
What's TC?
Huh?
What's TC? You mean Tickle Chat?
Well, yeah. I call it TC.
Well, yeah, but not everybody out there that's listening to us knows what the hell TC is.
Well, yeah.
Cock and balls.
Oh, hey, by the way, your phone's starting to run dead. That's kind of fucked up. And it's hard for me to keep track of the numbers when you're not here.
Okay.
Which is really tough, though. Especially your fucking word.
It's not my word. It's the company.
It was your word, miss. I want to go out on a date tonight instead of keep track of what the actual word is.
It's not a date.
Ugh.
All right, she she's going on a booty call. Fuck me, guys.
Being sleazy is too much fun right now.
Hey, what word, what, why is the word tickle?
What?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. The word tickle fucks with Meg. Whoops.
We have a caller.
We do? Hey, Marty, we have a caller.
We do?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's totally duck fuck. I do it to confuse people.
Answer the phone.
What up?
What's going on?
Shit, just chilling. Y'all are doing a lot of work right now. I just got on the site today. But I was just curious for an aspiring young guy wanting to go out and start doing films himself. Is there any tips out there? Any recommendations to getting it jumping?
Who are we talking to right now?
We're talking to William Galler, 85.
William. He just signed up on TC earlier today. What's going on, man?
Chilling.
Hell yeah, man. So, when did you first realize that you had the fetish in the first place?
Man, I can't even really, I don't know. I think I always, you know, a thermal degree knew, just like a lot of people say, I guess, cartoons, the scenes where there's typical torture in it. When somebody, you know, was trying to interrogate a character or whatever, or just an older girl tickling me and wanting to get them back. My sister used to hold me down, tickling me, I guess. I don't know. And then it just developed from there.
Do you classify yourself as a lure or a lee?
Mostly a lure. I'm ticklish, but mostly a lure.
We like ticklish guys. Actually, we need ticklish guys for that matter. But anyway, sorry, Marty.
Okay. So, your first experience was when you were younger. You classify yourself as a lure. What was the very first website that you ever found online?
The first website I ever found, I think it was Real Tickling as a kind of a Christopher Spell kind of deal. I don't know if it was on there at the time, but I think that's the first site I looked at.
Yeah, man, I totally hear you on that, because back probably fucking 5, 10, 15 years ago, you know, there wasn't really a lot of websites out there that had to do with this fetish, and then, booyah, like, friggin' all sorts of them were just jumping up left and right. So, in fact, in the chat earlier today, we were just discussing some of the older sites, you know, the ones that have been around for a while. So, wow. That is awesome. Has it always been, is this something that you find yourself, something you find as a sexual kind of thing or just like a playful kind of thing?
I mean, obviously, it's a turn on. I mean, I guess I couldn't imagine it not being one. Some people just find it as it not being one.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever come out to someone about it? You know, whether it be a girl or anyone else about this kind of thing, or?
Yeah, I have.
At the time, were you kind of nervous about it? Or was
Absolutely.
It something that you sort of just felt out the situation and that just flew?
I mean, I think it's more so me just overly maybe poking at somebody and they kind of figure out on their own and it comes out. And, of course, you know, you're shy about it at first, and you don't really want to talk about it, but eventually it becomes unavoidable, so.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Wow, dude. I can totally relate in my own life, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff. Guys, again, if you feel like I'm just being closet is, like, 100% to you, you don't want to give that shit out to no one, you don't want to let them know. All the ones that you're closest to, especially the person that you're with, you might want to let them know about it because they're going to find out either way, you know? So might as well then find out about it sooner than later because later is going to make them probably hate you for it. So, yeah.
I love it. They are picking on you like a motherfucker, man.
What are you talking about? These guys are like, what?
William called in with a question for me, but you just charged right in.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, William, have at it.
I just want to break it on to the producer scene. Yeah, I was just, any tips out there, getting out there, how do you go about seeking out models without looking like a creep? What are the tips out there for somebody that's been doing it?
I like looking like a creep, at least on the videos. But getting started for me was really a fluke, and it just came to me easy because I've had a background in sales, and once I found out that there were markets for fetishes, it was fairly easy to get it going, I guess. I use places like Model Mayhem, sometimes Craigslist, but anymore, now that I've kind of moved beyond that, it's word of mouth and agency.
Okay. So once you get the ball rolling, then it's kind of a little bit easier, but initially?
It's still not easy, because
all right,
even using the agency girls, I never know what's going to come in from the agency, how ticklish you're going to be.
I don't know if this is one of those questions you don't ask people, like, how much do you make, but how much do you charge models? Do you pay them, I guess, is what I'm asking.
It varies from model to model. I have models that I use regularly that they're as low as $100, $125 an hour. Then there's others that it's a flat rate of $800, $900 a shoot. So there's a pretty big variable.
Wow.
And again, it's only just you tickling fetish, so I have different expenses than most.
Interesting stuff. I got some stocks on the way, but I don't know. I'll see what happens with it once I get, try to do something. Let's see what happens.
Your best bet, honestly, is to try and recruit from the local marketplace first, because tickle fans like fresh new girls. I mean, they have their favorites, like the ones that are going to be in the competition as far as lures go. But as far as leaves, at least in my experience, they like the new ones, faces that they haven't seen before, reactions that they haven't seen. So locally is where you're best served to start.
Roger that. Well, shit. All right, guys. Thanks for your time. Shout out to Summer Girl. She was telling me to call in while I was typing with her. But that's all I got, I guess.
Well, when you decide to give it a go, or if, shoot me an email at jwties@gmail.com, and I'll put you in touch with a couple other producers that will be more than happy to give you some advice.
Roger that.
Lion Wild Tickling and FTKL are a few that are on my mailing list, and they're always, you know, free giving with information for people that are starting.
Right on.
Oh, and get on FetLife, too. Another shameless plug, but...
I actually checked it today.
FetLife is a good place to recruit local models, especially people that are into the kink.
All right. I'm going to hold you guys. Let you get back to whatever it is you were doing. Rocking your radio show. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks again for calling in, man.
All right.
Marty, are you over there getting fucked up again?
Nah, man. I'm fucking chatting in the goddamn chat room. Huh? Getting messed up? Oh, no. We don't do that around here. Oh, no, no, no. Even though that would be bombastic.
Bombastic?
Yeah, it totally would be.
Fuck.
No, not... What?
Another caller.
Fucked up.
That's crazy. We should keep track of the number of callers.
Oh, yeah. I also posted something on my Facebook, so that's why you're getting callers.
Wait a second. We got another... Holy crap, we got another caller. All right. Yeah.
Hey, maybe it's somebody for Bridges this time.
This time I'm not going to try to interview whoever just called in.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, caller. What's up?
I've been told that I need to call and yell at you.
At me or
yeah,
him?
JW, what the hell? It's all your fault.
That's my fault? Screw you. It's all your fault.
No, it's JW's fault. Actually, we're going to blame Bridget this time. It's all her fault.
You can't blame Bridget.
Gosh darn it, Bridget. Every goddamn time.
What'd I do?
I don't know.
It is always the male's fault. It is never the female's fault. Have you not learned anything?
Ah, such a feminist. Oh, Jesus.
All right, we are not going to turn this into a feminist debate.
No, we're not. Then we're going to talk about why trucks are so hot. See,
yeah, where's that,
why are trucks so hot?
Yeah, see, that's where you lose me, because trucks, not so much.
What? Oh, come on. Trucks are awesome.
Trucks are the bomb.
Yeah, they are. They're bombastic.
I like motorcycles better.
Take your bombastic and your opposable thumbs and put them where the sun don't shine. How's that?
Why? Just because you don't feel like taking a sip?
Opposable thumbs are
awesome. Oh, opposable thumbs, yes. Oh, they are so awesome.
We love opposable thumbs.
And guess what I'm doing right now? Opposable thumbs.
Who you?
Well, Bridget's over getting bit by a dog.
Oh,
I think
Jesus.
Trying to tell her he's hungry.
JW, is it okay if I interview the witness? I mean, the guest caller.
You
the
can
witness?
Interrogate him all you want.
Oh, awesome! Thank you so much, sir.
Sir.
CB, aka CB, CB's girl. When was the first experience that you ever had when it came to this kind of thing?
The first actual experience would have been about 3.5 years ago when I flew to Texas.
Yeah. Would you like to give us a little background story or?
Long story short, I was going through a divorce with the ex-husband and met somebody on TMS who I am now engaged to. And we talked, hit it off. I flew to Texas and the rest is history, I guess you could say.
Hey, Whitney, do me a favor. Text FTKL the link for the call-ins when you get a chance. Thank you.
Links, that's a phone number.
Yeah, but he's got to sign in for the show, too.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry,
right.
I noticed the sign.
So, Tejas, a.k.a. Texas.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Welcome back to Tumbleweeds, right?
Tumbleweeds.
There's not much tumbleweed-age in Dallas. It's a lot of buildings. That's about it.
Dallas. Isn't that where they had the show about them people with the oil?
I don't know.
Oh, I keep forgetting you're a youngin'. I'm giving away my age here.
Wait a second, JW. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Old enough to know better?
Still too young to care. Gotcha.
I'm 42.
Oh. Guys, JW Ties is really 42 years old.
Yeah, I've got at least a good 10 years left of torturing girls.
Dude, you got like 15 years. What the hell are you talking about?
No, man, I want to sit back and watch soon.
Aw, come on, man. You got to get your fingers in there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, dig them right into them hips and the opposable thumbs. You know, kind of like what we were talking about before. And really dig them right in there.
Marty! Quit it. Screw your opposable thumbs.
Hey, CBL, when exactly did you first realize that you had the fetish in the first place?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I couldn't pinpoint an age for you. I can tell you that I knew I was interested in it at a young age, and then kind of developed from there, probably in teen years, is when it was like, hey, yeah, I'm really into this type of thing. You know, going into sites underage and all that fun stuff.
I see. Is it more of a sensual thing for you, or is it the bondage and all that stuff? Like,
That's a good question. I think it's a combination of both, to be honest with you. He and I share a lot of the same fetishes, and along with tickling goes, you know, bondage and stuff like that, and they kind of go hand in hand with us, so.
And that kind of brings up another question. Do you have any other fetishes?
Yep.
That's a good question.
Yeah, why do you have to think of that when I'm on the phone? That's crap.
Hey, here's an off-the-wall question for you. What size are your boobs?
Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Really? That's what we're
here's
going on?
Here's another one, JW. What's the size of yours?
Wait, mine?
Yeah, yours.
Oh, the problem would be an A cup.
Oh, that so turns me on. Oh, yeah, say it again. A cup? Ah. Awkward.
Anyway.
Hey, come on. She's a female caller. She's got boobs. I thought it was a legitimate question.
Dude, I have boobs too, but you've never asked me a question about my boobs. And you just said no feminist shit. Oh, okay. Well.
That was like feminist debates and stuff. I wasn't going to get started on men are better than women, but women have boobs. That's not feminist.
No, it's scientific.
That's window dressing. I mean, come on.
We're getting into a scientific debate. No.
And I'm pretty sure we've already had this conversation before, JW, when you've seen a picture of my fet life.
Yeah, but over the radio, it's so much better.
You know what? I think he's trying to avoid the actual question. What other fetishes do you have?
Boobs.
Oh, my Lord. You two, seriously?
Even the Lord cannot help you now.
I was being honest.
The rest of the world is all in on my boob size, A. B, you already know it because you said it. And C, there's a lot of them, Marty. And we'll go with a short list of bondage, stuff like, well, we were talking about butt plugs in the chat room earlier, so there's that. There's a lot of stuff. We're into Dom sub and all the stuff that kind of goes along with that, so.
How about this? How about we leave it at whips, chains, and handcuffs? You know, like what a ludicrous, you know, whips, chains, and handcuffs.
Not yeah. Much into the handcuffs. They leave marks.
Ah, I see. How about zip ties?
Not a fan of zip ties either. Those can cut off circulation.
Ah, Whitney, why are you saying bring on the smut?
Because we're here.
Oh, good Lord.
Huh?
What happened?
Why are you saying bring on the smut?
I'm
waiting on the strippers to get here. That'll help.
You fell in love with a stripper? That's a song, too, you know. Fell in love with a stripper. Okay.
I have a dog trying to get my attention. This is not. No.
Hey, baby, out of all the different factors that come with the fetish, what are you mostly into?
What am I mostly into?
Yeah.
I would have to put tickling at the top of the list.
Awesome.
So is that why opposable thumbs drive you nuts?
Frank, your opposable thumbs, okay?
You know what? I was about to ask that same question, dude. You're in my head.
The episode of throwing bologna on girls' asses. I don't plan on doing one of those episodes. Hey, Marty, we've got another caller.
Bologna?
Okay, you go talk to them then.
All right, CB, thank you for calling in. We really do appreciate it.
Welcome.
And you have a great night.
You too.
Opposable thumbs.
Shish.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello, this is FTKL with FTKL Images.
Oh.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Uphill for a Tuesday night. My co-host is drunk. He drinks every time we say bombastic.
Well, no, she does. Good. Really? Oh, bombastic. Bridget, drink, goddammit.
It's been eventful.
Mwahaha. Bombastic. All right, I'm done.
Are you sure?
Bombastic. Yeah, no. All right.
Anyway, how can people find your stuff?
The easiest way to find it is on Clips for Sale. That's clipsforsale.com /29443. That's the store number. That's FTKL's Foot and Tickling Fantasies. Actually, even the even easier way is to just Google FTKL and Clips for Sale, and it should come right up.
Cool.
If you don't want to remember URLs and all that stuff.
I'm better with URLs, but I have so damn many of them I get confused.
Yeah, there you go.
So what got you into producing Tickle videos?
Actually, I started out way back in 1997 as a comic artist. And I was doing a Tickle Fetish comic. And some of my work was being produced and released in the old Tales from the Asylum magazine with MTJ Publishing out of Las Vegas.
Okay.
And then MTJ Publishing went digital and started putting out a comic called Bellicatrix's Unlimited, which I did the writing and the artwork for. It started in 2001, I think. And after I got done with that in 2004, then I just... I kind of took a break for a while, and when I moved to Florida, I worked with James Dark from Cheyenne Wild Tickling on a project that was going to be a video that was going to be used as source material for an illustration project. And that's when I first got my taste for doing video. JD was saying, you know, you should do video, and I was trying to tell him, yeah, I'm an artist. I'm not a videographer or a photographer or anything like that. But fortunately, him and a couple other people like Megan Schutz, Whitney Morgan, just really weren't hearing it. So here I am.
Cool. So you had kind of an interesting start too, but you've been around the industry for a while.
I've been around for a good while.
Well, I want to first say thank you for taking your interest in the competition that we're doing at FetishCon and for the help that you've offered.
It sounds like a really good opportunity to bring what's a very fragmented industry together. I mean, a lot of times so many people seem to be wrapped up in the competition and the making money. And this is something that kind of brings us all together and gives us a chance to have a good time and to do something really cool. So I'm definitely liking it, and I hope it becomes a big deal.
I agree with you there. I'd like to see it go nationwide.
Yeah, exactly.
Marty, do you have anything you'd like to ask FTKL?
Sir, I have the utmost respect for you. You've been in the industry for years now, me as a fan, but also as a webmaster of my own sites. But, wow, a question for this guy. Yeah, I know, Bridget, I know. I'm, like, sweating here. I'm like, oh, it's FTKL.
I'm just another guy.
What first got you into the industry in the first place? I mean, do you yourself have the fetish itself? Or?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you stories about when I was in third grade. I mean, most guys will pick on girls when they're flirting with them, or you know, they're attracted to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I used to find ways to get their shoes off and tickle their feet to flirt with them. Okay, so I mean, it was kind of. Something that I grew up with, and I mean, even back before I knew what the hell a fetish was. So to grow up and develop an understanding that I wasn't alone, and that foot fetishism and that tickle fetishism was something that was shared by many was just like an epiphany to me when I found out much later.
Did that?
I just thought I was this weirdo.
Did that sort of change once the internet, you know, came about? And at first you were like, oh, wow, I don't know if I'm the only one here. And then internet came out, and then I bet that all changed, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. I mean, the first night I was online and discovered that there was an entire community of people and that other people were putting out artwork. And, well, actually, even before that, in 1992, back when we were all still going to newsstands and stuff like that, I picked up an issue of Bondage Life that had a little article in there about Franco Saldelli. And it had some excerpts from some of his foot fetish comics where there was tickling. And my jaw hit the ground. I was like, you got to be kidding. This guy thought of it first. You know, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. This guy's in a nationally published magazine. He probably didn't think of it first, but there's like an entire fandom that I had no idea existed. So that was a big relief and like, you know, a huge tickle fetish fanboy experience for me. As a matter of fact, he's a big influence on my artwork.
I remember back when what was the name of that site again? SWTickle.com was around, and he had a lot of Saldelli pics on his site. And it's like we were just in the chat earlier today discussing about some of the old sites, you know, back when this first started going. And we were throwing out names like the No Eyes Archive, you know, that guy freaking saw Saldelli and SW and Sergio and all these other sites that were like from years ago, man. You know, it's crazy. Wow.
I'll get paid enough for that. How many pieces do you want?
Two pepperoni with cheese.
This guy's talking about pizza.
it was really in the 90s that I found out that there was actually other people who were into this. And then when the internet came out, that was just ridiculous. My first night online, I think I was up until the break of dawn downloading tickling pictures.
I show you on that one, man.
I ended up calling into work the next day.
Yeah. I mean, once the internet hit, it completely changed the entire community, you know? Because before, it was like a broken up art. We were just speaking with No Eyes earlier today in the chat, like what I said. And he said that there used to be these actual publications that would be in the mail and stuff like that you could receive, and that was it, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you knew someone
else.
I
subscribed to some of them.
I mean,
There was Tied and Tickled magazine, Bondage Life had tickling stuff in it sometimes, Leg Shell had tickling stuff in it.
You said bring the cheese.
And then there was some stuff from Harmony Concepts as well.
Harmony has been around for years.
Yeah.
Man, it just makes me feel old, you know, because I still remember being like 13 years old on the TMF back when I first found it, you know, back then. And it's like, holy crap, I'm 29 now, and that was back then. It was like 15 or 16 years ago, and this stuff is still going on. So,
yeah.
Damn.
I remember when the TMF first started. I remember talking to Mirandalis, the publisher at MTJ Publishing. He and I are actually good friends. And it was something that he and I talked about for a long time when he was producing Tales from the Asylum back before the company went digital. And I remember when it first launched, it was like, wow, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, man, it's like, that's why I first started my site, is because I saw,
I saw how everything was going back then, and I'm just trying to reaffirm, you know, that even in the new age, all of these younger folks that have the fetish in the first place will still get sort of intrigued by it, you know, because it's something that, you know, hopefully will last out, you know, throughout the generations. So.
Well, it's not, the thing about it is it's not a new thing. It's just been proliferated by the digital age. Now people don't have to wonder if this is just, you know, if they're just weird for being into this, because there's already a huge network of people who have been out there for years and who have a lot of the same experiences and stories that they can share and experiences that they can talk about with one another, as well as having a lot of access to the videos and all kinds of other multimedia that just wasn't there years ago, not even when the TMF started up. I mean, the access to content now is just ridiculous.
Oh, man. It's just plain crazy how technology can just advance. And in a way, it sort of makes us all feel like we're closer, you know, than we were,
yeah.
Years ago. You know?
Yes.
It's just crazy. Wow.
And there's more and more people coming around every day.
Exactly. And there are more and more people, even from the vanilla world, who are getting access to it, because I keep mentioning MTJ Publishing, and now a lot of the creators of some of their comics are outsourcing mainstream artists just to keep up with the demand. So, I mean, you've got a lot of actual mainstream indie comic artists working on Tickle Comics. I'm looking for one for my series right now because I just don't have time to dedicate to illustrating anymore because my video work is more important to me. But it's lucrative enough for me to outsource the artwork, do the writing, and get paid for it, and still, you know, do something cool that'll be viewed by the community and pay the bills.
That works.
Yeah.
Sir, I was wondering if you have any words for anyone that might be listening out there that might be an artist, you know, and they're struggling and they really want to make good on doing tickling content. Any kind of words that you might have for them?
I would tell them to get in touch with Mirandalis at mtjpublishing.com. Well, excuse me, mtjpub.com. You can see them all over the artwork section on the TMF, and he's always looking for new artists.
Awesome. Wow.
You know, and it's paying work. So, I mean, you get to do what you enjoy, and you get paid for it. And I think that's something that's really, really important to find.
Yep, not only for yourselves, but for the community, too, as a whole, you know? Because,
yeah.
I mean, there's only so much content online when it comes to artwork and when it comes to clips and stuff like that. Good, like, awesome content, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. This is cool as hell.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. And I just want to thank you, sir, for calling in. I mean, really, this is an honor. I mean,
not
honestly.
Okay, don't call me sir. I work for a living, believe me.
There you go, man.
I mean, it's what we do as producers is a lot of fun, but I think that it hasn't been until the social media networks like Twitter and Facebook for folks who use it that the public has kind of come to understand that the whole modeling and producing thing is a 24/7 gig. You are always you are almost always, rather, doing something. If you're not shooting, you're editing. If you're not editing, you're recruiting. If you're not recruiting, you're looking at travel. If you're not looking at travel, you're doing God knows what else. But it's almost always something to promote your business, to keep shooting new content, to find new and original ideas. I mean, just it never ends. But if it's something that you become good at and people like your work, then it's very cool to make a living tying up hot chicks and tickling them.
I have to agree.
it really is. It's like the old saying goes, it's good work if you can get it.
Exactly.
I just want the listeners to realize, you know, it's not all about the glamour. It's not about anything like that. It is a hard friggin' industry. It really is. You really have to bust that.
It is. And it's very competitive. You know, it's not. It's very competitive. It sure as hell isn't a get rich scheme. But even to just make an average middle class income off of it is not a bad thing. It is not a bad thing, and you're also helping keep other people employed. So that's kind of a bonus.
That's very true.
Because these girls, they work their asses off. It's just ridiculous. I mean, some of the model. Go ahead.
I said everybody but Whitney. I had to rile her up a little bit in the last half hour of the show.
All right, Whitney, I'm freaking hitting it. Don't worry. I'm promoting it. There we go. I just did it. Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, everything. All right,
there
we're
you
good.
Go.
Did it like 5 minutes ago.
I know. I'm sorry. I've been listening to FTK, man. This guy's like an idol of mine. Jeez.
Oh, thanks.
Stop busting my balls.
Yeah, lately I've taken to doing a lot of traveling just to work with models who I wouldn't get a chance to work with otherwise, and to get on some locations that just aren't available, just to do different crazy stuff that the fans can get into. I like doing serials with spies and superheroines and all that kind of thing, so that, you know, the people who grew up on all the spy shows and comic books and superhero shows like I did, and always wondered, man, how come nobody got tickled in that show? I can make it happen.
That's actually an interesting theory.
Oh man, it used to drive me nuts sometimes, especially if there was a show where a girl, a heroine, a villainess, whatever, was tied up and they were barefoot and it was an interrogation scene. I'd be like, oh please, please, and it never happened. Almost never happened, but like, it would just gall me to no end. And I said, one day, I will make good on that missed opportunity. So, here I am.
Do you sort of use that as a motivation for your clips now?
What's that?
Do you sort of use that as motivation for your clips now?
Oh, absolutely. Good Lord, it was actually. It was actually the concept that I was trying to wrap my mind around when I first started developing my store, because I knew what I wanted to see, and I knew that I wasn't seeing it in a lot of video producers, at least not the way I wanted to see it, because I was seeing things kind of the way that a comic book artist does, and I would have custom videos made, I would have custom photo sets made, but I almost never got exactly what I was looking for. And then when I worked with JD for the first time back in 2009 from Shine Wild Tickling, he told me no one else is going to see your vision the way that you are. So you need to start producing video. And he was absolutely right. Now, when he told me that I was actually going to be successful at it, I thought that was the funniest thing ever. Because I was like, yeah, right.
And you've actually done quite well. You stay in the top 50 consistently.
Yeah, I'm there pretty often in the on the big board. On the tickling board, I'm pretty much always in the top 50. Actually, usually in the top 5. But there's always new stores coming out. Models come out with stores. Different producers come out all the time. And it's definitely not a business where you can just sit back on your laurels. It seems like the best time to put more work in is when you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm working on just to kind of give a little prelude, that my next big project is I want to do kind of a tribute to old Shaw Brothers and Golden Harvest Kung Fu movies with an all-female cast and with tickling thrown into all the cat fighting and Kung Fu with, you know, the traditional costumes and everything.
Hmm. That sounds pretty cool.
Just because I think it would be an absolute riot. So, you heard it here first. It's my idea. So there.
Yeah. That's right. It's FTKL's idea. Right? If anyone else comes out with that from this point forward, you guys are just freaking copycatting. All right?
If they do it, I'll just find a way to try and do it better. So, hey.
There you go. Always have a backup plan.
I mean, one of the things that a lot of producers find is that you constantly have to reinvent yourself. I mean, there are some things that fans will always want to see the same of, but it's, you know, what you do to present it. You know, for some producers, it's a new torture device that you can strap people into. For other producers, it's a different storyline, or it's green screen effects, or anything that, you know, makes the presentation of the fetish something that's relatable to mainstream, because your fans live in the mainstream. And the more that you can do stuff that can kind of harken back to it and throw fantasy elements into it, then the more relatable your material is. Like if you've got, say, an office fantasy scenario or a medical fantasy scenario, or like, you know, a tickle therapy thing, or just anything like that where people can go, oh yeah, this is like something that I wish would happen on my job, or I wish Law and Order, SVU, or CSI would do an episode of this, except, you know, do it and not make us look like complete psychopaths.
Hey, how do you know where I get half my
quap? Oh, here we go. Who's copying who now? We don't know. All right, folks, whoever comes out with it first, go. All right.
Oh, I would love CSI to do a tickle fetish episode, but I'm just afraid that it would just make us look like complete and utter buffoons.
How about Roseanne? Do you remember that old show from like way back when? I mean, Bridget thinks that Roseanne is funny as hell, so hey, you know, mm-hmm. We might be able to throw that into a plot. So, I don't know. Hey, I'm just saying. Jeez,
I'm always right.
That's right, Bridget's always right. Bullshit. Okay. Anyway.
Except when she challenges me.
Yeah, he scares the crap out of me.
By the way, Bridget, everything I say bad about you, you can use that towards JW. Okay? So next time you have him down, tied up in crap, you can totally friggin' just annihilate him. No, it's not. Come on. It's only a fetish, man. It's all good. It's not that bad. GW, don't be scared.
Oh, wow. Well, guys, we have 15 minutes left. We are on the air with FTKL. If anyone in the chat has any questions for him, then you can go ahead and ask.
Sorry.
Yeah, please.
You locked in the air, guys. This guy has been in the community for years and years and years. Not to make you feel old, sir. I mean, I'm sorry.
I'll be sleeping in my coffin tonight, so I'm not worried about it.
I was in the Army for 4 years, so I know about that whole I work for a living thing.
Exactly. Likewise.
I'm not an officer. What the hell? Anyone have any questions for FTKL?
I have one. Since you've gotten into the industry of video production, have you noticed that more and more of your mainstream TV shows, commercials, etc., have some aspect of fetish in them?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, Law and Order, SVU, and CSI, they've built their empire off of it, and not always, rarely, in an accurate light, but it shows that more people are curious about it and interested in it. And find it entertaining, even if it's only in a morbid sense.
I think overall that
will wind up being good for the industry, because it's going to spark interest.
You heard it here first. SVU rocks because Elliot's hot. That's fucked up.
Well, I've always wanted to see Olivia thrown into a pair of stacks, so, you know.
I wasn't.
Oh, my God. Fap. God damn it. Olivia from SVU? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, I would love to see her with her shoes off thrown into a pair of stacks and tickle interrogated. That would make my day.
Oh, my God. Okay, now, dude, all we have to do is find a lookalike. I mean, one that looks almost completely like her, and then throw her into a clip or something. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Right there. Oh,
yeah,
good luck
finding someone
who looks
like Olivia ticklish that's willing to do this.
Something tells me we might be able to dress up Bridget like she looks like Olivia. We might be able to do that tonight. I mean, come on. We have 10 minutes left. I mean, we could probably do that, right? Are we allowed to?
There you
go. Oh, yeah, we might be able to.
And Whitney makes a good detective.
Who's that?
Whitney.
Yeah, she does.
We all know it was Colonel Mustard in the library with the lead pipe, so.
No, it wasn't. It was Mr.
We don't have to solve
this
mystery. That's totally bombastic.
No, it's fucked up.
Fuck. Yeah, apparently we've had this game going on. If we say this word over and over again, people have to count it and take it a prize. Yay. What's that word again?
Fucked up.
There you go. Now that counts as two, right?
Yeah.
Bridget, you better be keeping track, because I sure as hell ain't.
I am.
Awesome. How many times so far?
Not telling you.
Oh, gosh darn it. I want to win that prize.
Here.
I'll have
you on Facebook.
So, any other questions or anything? Because I'm actually in the middle of yet another project.
No, we'll let you get back to work. I think Marty and I can carry it for the last 11 minutes.
Oh,
okay.
Without me.
Well, you've been, like, distracted all night thinking about your fucking fucked up hookup thing.
Hey, FTKL, I think she wants to be tied down.
Who's that?
Bridget.
Oh.
I think she's asking for it. She really is.
Well, you know, when they're asking for it, you got to give it to them.
She's got a booty
call. It's a rule.
I got a booty call today.
Oh, yeah, the rules.
You got to let them have it.
Her. Yeah, I got her.
And you can't hold anything back.
That's right. You can't do that.
I don't. Nature's rules, Daniel, sound not mine.
Whoa, I saw myself. I shouldn't. Wait a second. That's predicate. It's with German. We don't do that.
All right, guys. Well, have a good night, and thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming in.
I'll be talking to you soon.
I mean, not sir. I mean,
all right. I'll be calling back on future dates.
Thank
Marty,
you.
Marty, stop tripping over your dick already.
Fap, fap, fap. Fap, fap, fap. Back
all right, guys. Take care.
Thank you
have
so much.
Have a good one, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, by the way, Bridget, it's okay. We know that you were totally fapping to that shit. It's okay. It's all right.
She wasn't fapping anything.
What?
She doesn't fap.
What is fap?
She's barely even followed the Hitachi yet.
Dude, she doesn't know what fap is, so how do you know that she doesn't fap?
I know what fap is.
What the fuck is
fap? Well, you do, but what the hell is fap?
What is
I don't know, but it's fuck duck. Wait,
no,
is that or duck fuck? Duck fuck. Duck fuck? Fuck duck. Fuck duck?
What
fuck duck? Quack, quack. Affleck. We don't know.
Why would I have...
All right, guys, we have time for one more phone call. If anyone wants to call in, Miss Whitney, hint, hint. If anyone wants to call in, you know what, this time. Nah. We will accept your phone call. Unless you're a Miss Whitney, in that case, you'll get pushed to the front of the list. Anyway.
Yeah, but I don't remember her number, so I can't really push her.
Again, the phone number is... I know her phone number. Apparently we had callers, and they tried to call in, but we dropped the calls.
When?
I don't know.
No, earlier. These are when people sign out, dude.
Oh, I see. So that's what that is. All right. The phone number is, I can't read the friggin' phone number. JW, what's the phone number? Huh? Is 21... Fuck that?
I have the number and he's cut me off.
You do?
Cop balls.
Aw, okay, go ahead and say it.
No,
I'm sorry.
You upset me.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
But, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's fucked up. You upset a damn hormonal teenage girl.
That's not fucked up. That is bombastic. And that is bombastic again. And that is bombastic a third time.
No, you're not allowed to either.
What? I thought you were drinking to that.
You.
Oh, never mind. Phone number is 213-943-3801. Is that right? I hope so.
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
So how many more fucked ups do we need?
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
We could use like another 50. 213-943-3601. Oh, that's the phone number. My bad.
Man, you make it sound like we're definitely
213-943-3601.
This time of night, I don't give a fuck.
Fuck duck.
You get a caller?
I don't give a fuck duck. I'm looking. Do we have a caller?
Callers.
What is? What? 213-943-3601.
I didn't pick on you for being drunk anymore.
Drunk? I'm not drunk. Bridget's drunk. I'm like the... What?
Bridget hasn't touched the drop.
Yeah.
Listen, I've only been sipping whenever someone says bombastic. That's it. Oh, crap. There it is.
Yeah, that was like 33 times already.
It was more than that. Too bad no one's keeping track of those. Okay, so callers, come on, call in. We're talking about the tickling fetish tonight, or any other fetish if you want to call in. Nah, we're here all night. No, we're not.
Miss Whitney is more magical than Disney?
Yes, she is.
Plan B. Now I totally forgot. The whole condom law going on in LA County.
No, not the condom law. Let's talk about condoms, how they feel, what the different uses are, the different types, flavors,
ooh,
textures.
Condoms and lube.
Colors.
Ooh, condoms and lube. Yeah, folks use that.
Thank you, gentlemen, for a wonderful episode and very entertaining this evening. You guys are awesome. Just saying.
That's entertaining? You're welcome,
yes.
Whitney.
Thank you. I love
Thank
you guys. Mwah. Good night, boys.
Mwah. And I think that's it.
Yep.
Bridget, I'm sure that mwah was geared towards you also.
I guess this is us signing off on Tickle Talk Tuesday.
It is? Oh, yeah. Be sure to tune in next week.
I don't know.
Well, it's going to keep recording, but yeah.
Okay. Hasta la pasta, amigo.
Don't get any on you.
How do I leave?
Click the little red button.
Fuck off.